This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Continue now, 7 after the hour on the Monday DJV program. Checking out Shakira's hips. They move, do they, Jennifer? Is that the story? Shakira has, is she in the Grammy Awards this weekend? Shakira?
Oh, I don't know if she is in the Grammy Awards or not this weekend, but she's trending right now. Respect to Shakira is trending. And so when I came in and I saw that, I said to Jay, why is Respect Shakira trending? And she said, well, apparently soccer, football crowds have been putting up derogatory statements about her. And I said, how can you do that?
Basically calling her a prostitute at the games, holding up like really big banner kind of signs.
Yeah, get a life. When do we start shifting our gears and get back to normal stuff instead of all this stuff blowing around? What do you think?
Well, I just don't understand who's getting ready. Maybe I don't. Look, admittedly, I am not watching football in one of these countries, so maybe I'm missing something. But as an outsider, I put it in perspective for myself. So I love the Dodgers. I would never go to a Dodger game with a sign that says Shakira is a hoe. I would not do that. I don't understand why I would do that.
Yeah. Well, what, is that the place
for it? I might go with I love Justin Turner or Go Get 'em Blue or something like that, but I don't think I'd write about Shakira or Joey Fatone from NSYNC or
Joey Fatone.
I don't think I'd write.
I love that you picked Joey Fatone.
Joey Fatone.
I just don't know about that.
Jay Kirshner, Doug Stefan on the DJV program. Victoria's off this week having a medical procedure, but she'll be back, back next week. Fit and fiddle. Isn't that right? Isn't that the expression? Fit as a fiddle?
Fit as a fiddle.
Fine as a fiddle. Okay, all right. Now, let's move into a couple of things here. This, the trial of, Darryl Chauvin, isn't that his name?
Derek
Chauvin. Okay, that starts today. So what kind of a hoopla is that going to be?
A big one, probably, depending on the outcome of this case. There's already a lot of boarding up going on in Minneapolis because they're afraid of what could happen. Because he's the guy, if you don't know, Derek Chauvin's the guy who put his knee on George Floyd's neck and is now on trial for murdering George Floyd. And so jury selection begins today. Pretty fast, considering how long some trials can be drawn out. The event happened last May. So this is moving along pretty fast for a high-profile case. But jury selection will begin, and picking a jury should take about 2 to 3 weeks, according to prosecutors and defense attorneys. They'll be weeding out people who are biased against either side. I can't imagine this is one of those
that'll
cases.
Be everybody.
Yeah, but I can't imagine, you know, you're supposed to have an untainted jury pool. And who hasn't seen this?
Yeah.
And who hasn't
made
it? You're
going to Ethiopia to find somebody that hasn't heard that
story.
Yeah,
I mean, how do you find, I kind of marvel at how you go through the jury selection in something so high profile. Not just this case, but any of the big cases.
Yep. And how do we, I don't know if hope, how do we hope this turns out? The people on either side, cops can do no wrong. Well, what's justice?
And I hope that people have an open heart and listen to the evidence. I think because it is such a, it was so hard to watch that video, and because so many people had so many like visceral reactions to it, I hope that we can all have an open heart, because in this country, people get the right to defend themselves, and one of the things that they're going to be talking about is the drugs that were in the system of George Floyd. There are many people who believe that he was overdosing and that, the knee on the neck didn't help, but that he was already on his way out. I don't know. I think it's going to be
juries are more favorable to police in these things. We've seen this happen time. This
sometimes,
is why
but
some people get upset about what happens in these trials, because the police always get off.
And well, people, sometimes.
Some people
but I think
well,
with this
when
one,
is a
this
policeman
triggered
been accused and get convicted? I can't think of a case where. Can
but
you?
This, but this particularly is a hot one because it resulted in so many riots, and not only peaceful protests but violent riots. And so there are a lot of elements to this story, and there's also been what's happened in Minneapolis since then. Minneapolis defunded their police and the crime started to skyrocket. So you've got a lot of different elements that are going to go into people's decision making and how they see people favorably or not.
It's so stupid. the whole business about defunding the police, rearranging priorities, yes. Defunding, what are you, nuts? You got to be nuts to think about stuff in that way. All right, let's see what the president is up to. He signed the stimulus bill, so how about, let's hear it for waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse.
He did not sign it yet. No.
Oh, I thought, oh, the Senate approved it. That's right, too.
Right, so the House approved it. They sent it to the Senate. The Senate had to take out the minimum wage hike and a few other things. So now they passed it late, I think on Friday night, and they're sending it back to the House. The House should vote on it on Tuesday, and then a Biden would pass. The thing that makes it, or sign it, the thing that makes this one strange compared to other ones that has had not one Republican supporting it.
None.
So Trump's bills had were bipartisan because they did the negotiating with Democrats and Republicans ahead of time. And so what's significant is that
let's face it, there weren't a lot of Democrats that signed on.
Oh, sure there were. It just took there were, because they went in and renegotiated everything beforehand. So it took forever. It took 3 months to get it done.
But the fact that all this stuff is on along party lines over and over and over again, when are we going to get beyond that? I just know what I've seen in this 628-page bill. Most of it, or certainly a lot of it, makes me want to puke. And so,
Know that $1 trillion of it is not helpful, it's not about relief, or it's not going to kick in right away. That's why I love that congressman. He's probably out to lunch. He's probably wacko, but he says we're going to spend $1.9 trillion. Send every American $10,000.
Right,
at
right.
least we know it's going to stimulate the
American
economy.
Raise your hand if you want $10,000.
Yeah.
Bucks. Raise your hand, Jay. Put your hand up. Maybe we should ask that question.
Yeah, both hands up.
Right.
Yeah.
$10,000 in each mitt. The Biden administration is trying to find shelter for the migration surge along the border. I noticed that Texas, the state of Texas, is going to finish its end of the wall. Did you see that?
Yeah. Even Democrat representatives in the state are speaking out now saying that he's got to get this under control. They were emptying out camps over the weekend and just letting people into the country.
No.
There are a lot of kids who are coming in and unaccompanied minors.
My biggest problem with Biden so far is this. I've seen a lot of other things, you know. I don't know
Look at how quickly it was decimated. I mean, the border believe me, Trump had his problems at the border, too. 2019 was a mess. But he made that deal with Mexico to hold everybody there until they came in, and everything seemed to be organizing and slowing down. And now, in 40-some days, I mean, whatever was done has now been done.
350 to 400 teenagers and children are coming across the border without their parents every day.
Right. And they're putting them, you remember how Trump got nailed for putting kids in cages? They're using the same facilities. They're putting the kids in cages to hold on to them.
By the way, speaking of things in cages, if you get an opportunity to see the Mauritanian movie with Jodie Foster and the granola actress. It's really, I saw it, Shailene Woodley. This is a very good movie. This movie, all Americans who were invested in thinking about things and what the government did after September 11th, this is a very good movie. See it if you can. All right, anyway, so that's what's going on south of the border, down Mexico way. The president has signed the voter registration executive order. So what's in that, Jennifer?
Yeah, this is
doesn't look
this
good.
Is a pretty bad
this
one.
Doesn't it's, look too good. So I was gonna. What I started to say is there's two blemishes on him already. How he's handled the border stuff. And this business with the voting, these people are clueless. This is clueless.
It's set up basically to make it easier so that felons can register to vote in prison.
Yeah.
And
I don't mind. I don't mind felons voting, but I do mind the way this is all getting shoved and pushed. And, you know, there's just too much, more packed into. This is H.R. 1. All the stuff that's packed into that.
H.R. 1 is really troubling. H.R. 1 takes California election laws and standardizes it for the entire country.
Great.
Federalizes it. Now, I don't think it will stand up constitutionally even if it passes, and I don't think that it will pass through the Senate. It passed through the House with only Democrat support. I don't think it'll pass through the Senate because they'll need 60 votes.
Mm-hmm.
If if it does, I think there's an argument about the constitutionality of it because you can't federalize state election laws. So even if it passes, I think there'd be a big fight in the Supreme Court. But what kind of damage is done in the meantime while that happens? But this was the For the People. So they're trying to call this For the People Act. And it looks good on the surface. But when you go down, it's ballot harvesting. It's expanding elections. It's
ridiculous.
Not great. Yeah. And then a piece of what he can do through executive action was to expand voter rights for criminals. And this is what I live by. If you get out of jail and you've served your time, I think that you should be able to get your voting rights reinstated. But if you go into prison for taking something from someone else, whether that's a life or property, you lose your rights. And I really feel strongly about the fact that if you're in prison serving a sentence, that you don't have the right to vote if you've committed a crime that's stripped someone else of their rights.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's sticky, but he signed it, and so that's...
By the way, speaking of sticky, I didn't mention that with all these people, 4,000-plus migrants coming across and getting arrested, they're putting them up in hotels. You and I are paying for the, you know, there's all those places that were along the border. There are homes, hotels in Texas and Arizona where all these families are being put in.
Testing those people for COVID, and
COVID,
so they're coming in, and they're getting on Greyhound buses and taking whatever they come in with them to other places.
Yeah.
And so Greyhound came out against Biden's administration, said unless you're testing these people and unless they have negative COVID tests, we're not going to be shipping them
around.
No
card,
right.
No bus. Yeah, exactly. So the $15 minimum wage hike, I noticed that Joe Manchin has been talking about $11 an hour. All these people are talking like guys with paper butts. They don't run a business. They don't know anything about how, you
know,
$11.
Well, Joe's on the thin wire because he didn't vote for the $15 an hour minimum wage, so he wants to save himself by saying, well, everybody agrees on
$11. Yeah. And then
I think that's
he gets interviewed by that jerk Joe Tapper or whatever his name is.
Jake.
Phil Tapper. Jake Tapper.
Yeah.
And Tapper says, Why are you fighting to give citizens less during these cruel economic times? Joe, you're a bad guy.
You know how you can avoid giving people stuff? Reopen and let people go back to work.
Get to work.
Let the economy heal naturally.
Ding, ding, ding. Maybe you can be, if you're a lawyer, you can go to work for Andrew Cuomo and defend him against all these.
You can use a few right now.
Yeah. All right. Time for me to fix my nose. Hold on just a second. Here it is. There it is. Good. There it is. Clear. I've become clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear. We've been talking about this now for a couple of months here on the DJV program because it's clear to me. Notice, Jay, the clever usage of the word clear here. It's clear to me. And it will be clear to you once you get this product and try it. Very inexpensive, really very positive way for you to block viral adhesion of bad stuff. Like viruses, germs, all kinds of stuff that's in the air. Just take this little puppy with you in your pocket and a couple, three times during the day, every two or three hours, just stick it up your nose and squirt a little bit of it in there. And it'll lubricate your nose, get rid of all the bad stuff in there. This is something, there are a lot of scientific studies around that show that nasal sprays can help prevent flus and illnesses. Doctors, nurses, public health professionals have now started a petition at the Center for Disease Control to issue guidance calling on Americans to use these nasal sprays like Clear to combat the COVID pandemic and to have doctors use them in treating COVID patients to help get the CDC approval. Lend your voice. Go to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. Sign the petition. That's clear.com. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Click it and sign the petition.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
We'll be right back.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
After the hour, the Meghan and Harry interview here on the DJV program. Jay and I are going to take that apart. Some other things going on in terms of social media and the trending topics, including a focus on Amanda Gorman. You're going to have to help me with that one, Jay. We'll get to that. Oh, and Pepe Le Pew has a problem. We'll figure out why that is after this. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all the gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over-the-counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. All right, so there's no end to the conversation. And I think I said this a couple of times earlier. This is going to go on all week. When we get to the end of the week, we do the countdown of the top topics from Talkers Magazine. This Meghan and Harry interview will be big stuff. So she addresses a lot of different issues here, and we have followed, obviously, we posted it, a lot of discussion, especially about Kate and Meghan, it would seem, Jay. What other things are coming back from people? Skin color, suicide.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Well, the headlines between Kate and Meghan, like, you know, Kate was cradling her baby bump when she was pregnant. She was praised for it. Meghan cradles her baby bump, and she's called that being vain and flashy. Yeah. They both had avocado cravings. Kate's, you know, it's Kate's adorable morning sickness cure, where Meghan's avocado obsession, it's linked to environmental devastation and human rights abuse.
It's really ridiculous, isn't it?
Right?
It's despicable,
yeah.
Actually.
It's like
when
the
you get right down to
hitting
it,
them against each other.
Yeah, it's despicable. The relationship with the Queen, Harry says he's talked to his grandmother more now than he ever has, and she's very supportive. be interesting to see what the... I haven't seen any of the headlines from the London papers. I'm sure the tabloids are full of this crap. Are they not? And how are they going to
exactly? Well,
back
they always,
up on
it seemed like it was the Queen that was kind of pushing them out, and the big rift was between Harry and Meghan and disrespecting the Queen. And it turns out, no, the Queen is still their biggest supporter as far as family goes. And I think the other thing is that referring to Buckingham Palace as the firm and the institution, it kind of showcases that it goes beyond the royal family. There are other handlers that
way
are
too
involved
many of them,
in this.
It would seem. All right, so that's that. Here's a really weird trending story about this woman who found a secret room behind her mirror. What in the name of God is this?
This is like the Candyman movie come to life. So she was feeling this air being blown at her, and she couldn't figure out where it was coming from in her bathroom. And, you know, she thought it was coming from different areas or a vent, and it turns out it wasn't. Well, she found it was coming from behind her bathroom mirror. She takes off her mirror and finds the secret room in there. So she crawls through the room, and she videotapes this whole thing. Well, the room leads into a different apartment that is unused. There was a bottle of water there, and she found that the door in that apartment that leads out into the main hallway was unlocked. So she locks the door up, and she's like, I'm going to cement this mirror down. I'm going to call my landlord. Some people are like, no, do as light dusting a flower and see if you find footprints. Like, do some more investigating. And if this really is an apartment not being used, hey, you get a bonus apartment. Don't let anybody know.
Yeah. Two.
Could you imagine pulling off your bathroom mirror and there's, like, a whole other room just open?
So what's this Pepe Le Pew? I only got a few seconds here.
Talking about him supporting rape culture and how he was just very aggressive to the kitty cat that he pined over. This is something that Dave Chappelle has been mentioning since 2000.
Right. Yeah. All right, that's trending too. Check it out at djvshow.com, 28 after the hour. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets. Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret at Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJV program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or you're...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats are poised this week to send a $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill to President Biden's desk. The House is set to vote on the bill Tuesday after the Senate passed it Saturday at the end of a marathon session that lasted more than 24 hours. 37 New York lawmakers want Governor Cuomo to resign, and 10 have called for his impeachment. The embattled governor is being accused of leading more than 15,000 people to their deaths by mandates. He's also accused of a cover-up by hiding the number of actual deaths. A fourth and fifth woman has now come forward accusing Governor Cuomo of sexual harassment. Most of the women are former aides to Cuomo. The Democrat governor denies wrongdoing. Leaders of the campaign to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom announced Sunday that they have gathered nearly 2 million signatures. That's a half million more than required, and more than a week before the March 17th deadline. A special recall election could happen later this year. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
A massive explosion at a military compound in Africa has claimed many lives. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Authorities in Equatorial Guinea say at least 20 people have been killed and more than 600 injured after multiple explosions in the country's largest city. The blast occurred at a military base in the port city of Bata, according to the Central African country's health ministry. The nation's defense ministry said in a statement that a fire in a weapons depot was the cause of the explosion. Officials fear the death toll could still rise as the search continues for survivors buried in the rubble of destroyed buildings.
Equatorial Guinea has only 10,830 square miles on the central western coast of Africa. It has a population of 1.4 million people when counted in 2019. The NBA All-Star Game was played Sunday at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. Team LeBron beat Team Durant 170-150. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says the teams have been able to make ends meet over the last two seasons.
Required a significant investment on the part of the team owners. They accept that. Players will end up taking a reduction in salary this season because they are partners with the league and teams on revenue. League executives, team executives have all taken haircuts on their salary, but I think when we all step back, we feel very fortunate to be working under these circumstances, and my sense is the players feel the same way.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
That's Mark. This is 34 after the hour. Monday, the 8th of March, Jay and I, or this is the first time you and I have been alone. Sounds kind of delicious, doesn't it?
Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria is having a procedure done, a medical procedure this week, so she'll be back at the ready next week. Jennifer is off to KRLA, so here we are on National Proofreading Day, celebrated every year on March 8th. A day to promote error-free writing.
I love that it's 4 days after National Grammar Day.
I know it. Typos, mistakes in grammar, spelling errors. You have on your computer, I do on mine, and I ignore it pretty much, spell check. But it isn't so much spell check I like. But I don't like it when you have, especially this is on the iPhone, the editing out, it's not spell check. What do they call it?
Autocorrect.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. If I'm trying to say something. When it automatically does it, it doesn't change it right away when you're texting and then you hit send and it's like, wait a second, where did that word come from?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Anyway, this would be something we could hope for. That is more people writing the proofreading. That is something that you learn as a skill, or at least I did when I was in the eighth grade. Learning how to go through your documents, whatever you're writing, reports, that kind of stuff. proofreading, going back over it. So you kind of got to slow down a little bit. And if you're lucky enough to work with an editor who proofs your work, National Proofreading Day is a great opportunity to thank them for ensuring that your writing is free of all mistakes. So we have to do that in most everybody's line of work these days. You got to be able to express yourself, to write, and be cogent. And a lot of the kids coming along that are your age and younger, I've noticed, this sounds like the old codger, I know, Jay, but the younger generations who have not been taught how to write, they haven't even been taught how to think. They've been told what to think, and they know that they go to their device for answers to any and all questions. So why do we have to think? Why would you? Well, you don't need to think anymore, right?
I'm astounded by how few people know cursive. How many people younger than I am that you have no idea what cursive is. My cousin, for her wedding program, she wanted cursive, but she couldn't have actual cursive. It had to have a look of being cursive, because if it was actually cursive, then the bride wouldn't be able to read her own program.
Unbelievable.
That's just sad.
Oh, my God. That's like a lot of things. Last night I was watching a little bit of The Millionaire. You Want to Be a Millionaire? In commercial breaks during the interview with Harry and Meghan. And the woman who was on, I don't know who it was, but I think they're doing Celebrity Millionaire now, aren't they? Are they still doing that, or are there the people off the street coming in to do The Millionaire?
Oh, you know what? I don't know. I don't watch that game show.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, Jimmy Kimmel is asking this woman questions about Joe Biden's campaign. She knew nothing about it, about simple things with regard to astronomy, planets and stuff. She didn't know anything about that. She didn't know anything much, and any of you who saw this know what I'm talking about. She didn't know much of anything about anything. She had her father there to help her out, and he was, you know, doing a lot of things, but he didn't know a lot about a lot of this stuff either. Just general common sense, everyday things that are going on or happening around us, and people are so short-circuited by things that are supposedly hot topics, like maybe this Amanda Gorman thing. I don't get what this is about. This is a poet. Why don't you tell the story, because you were closer to it. It was listed on our hot topics.
She's the nation's first youth poet laureate, and
she was at the
inauguration, the presidential inauguration, and she just hailed this hero. And recently, walking back to her home, she was tailed by a security guard who thought that she looked, quote unquote, suspicious. And he was asking, you know, do you live here? What are you doing? Should you be here? And she showed him the keys. She buzzed herself into the building. And then he was like, oh, okay. And then he left with no apology.
Where does she live? What city is she? Where does she live?
Somewhere in Los Angeles.
Yeah, okay. Well,
yeah, and she was just stating that this is the reality for black girls. One minute we're heroes, the next minute we're suspects.
Yeah, I think that's true in a lot of circumstances, and it isn't just black girls. It's one of those, you know, it's just we are in a very difficult place. And I think it's underscored by the Harry and Meghan interview, frankly, and the whole discussion about what color is the baby going to be. This is really... All right, other things that are trending in Brazil today, 66 workers in a mine were rescued. Apparently what they found, Jay, were slave-like conditions in which they were living and working, being paid a dollar a day, things like that, having no toilets, no facilities, not being given regular meals. Good God, how does this happen?
It was an illegal Brazilian gold mine. And you hear about people being rescued from a mine, and you think, oh, it collapsed, or there was something like that. This is not that case.
Yeah, no, not at all. All right, some COVID stuff. Greece is going to lift the COVID curbs, that is, in their stores, in the tourism department. Apparently, Greeks are going to be able to go shopping and have normal life by the end of this month, and by the end of next month, tourism will be back in full fold. You know, a lot of countries like this have been very seriously hurt by all of this stuff. And it's just, it's taken its toll, not only here, we certainly focus on what's happened in America. And again, I bring focus around to looking at all these countries, looking at all these people, looking at all the problems, and what do you suppose the Greek, I'd love to know what the Greek government is doing about the fact that the Chinese started all of this and created it. What are they doing? And what is everybody else doing? Not mind just us. What's everybody else doing?
And I think so many people forget how important tourism is for so many countries, so many communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we were talking earlier about spring break in Florida and the concern there that maybe more people ought to have about surges, because hasn't there been a couple of different incidents where people, everybody wants to go to Florida this time of year because the beaches are great and they're shutting down early. And there are some curfews apparently around, especially where the people are going to go, Fort Lauderdale and on the other side over to Tampa, all around the state. They're going to try to treat this differently. Now, because Miami Beach is putting the kibosh to some of this, apparently some of the kids are changing their reservations to go to Las Vegas. That's a Wall Street Journal report this morning, that a lot of the beaches are shutting down and the cities are saying these kids, you know, go away. And so remember when they had the surge in January after Christmas? Remember that?
Thanksgiving leading into Christmas. That was, yeah. I mean, that was, people knew that that was about to happen.
Yeah, right. Las Vegas, here we come. There's some really weird symptoms. I did a little digging because somebody told me last Friday, one of the doctors that has been, you know, taking care of me since I had the spell, some people described as a TIA in September, and turns out it really wasn't. But there are symptoms, and one of the things that I was told is that COVID-19 could have in some way impacted. I may not have known. I said this on the air, I think, when I was driving across the country a year ago this week, bringing Daisy back. I just got in the car and decided to get out of California before they closed it down, and I drove back home. Couldn't get an airplane. So then, as I was listening to a lot of the stuff, and then I heard on the radio these descriptions of people that had been sick, and I was feeling a little like it, but not a lot like it. You know, I felt okay, but not great. And so, as I've gone through this past year and not felt like I had any real symptoms, but every once in a while I think, you know, this is that. I don't really know where this is coming from. I never lost my sense of taste or smell. I've never had a fever. But I did have these. I had a couple of circumstances, one in September and one a couple of weeks ago, where I lost my ability to speak. And according to the Coronavirus Crisis Center, that's one of the things that shows up. Some patients find themselves unable to speak for a short period of time, caused by either physical symptoms or maybe the psychological problems.
Yeah, or that brain fog.
Yeah.
People have been reporting.
Right, I never thought about that.
She had that brain fog when she had COVID.
Right. Severe lack of appetite. You have blue lips or a blue face. Not enough oxygen in your blood. That's what that is all about. Mm-hmm. Serious signs that you should get checked out right away. You have rashes like Raynaud's, like frostbite. I've had those. My fingers and my toes. I've had that stuff.
Yeah, the nasal-like bumps people are getting on their chest.
Right. Mental confusion, emotional trauma. That's part of the swelling and inflammation in your brain tissue. The more I read into this, the more I think that may be what I went through without having other symptoms. I'm going to give blood later this week, and I'm going to have them, they can check to see if you have antibodies. If I have antibodies, that must mean I had some of it in my system, right?
Interesting to find out. Yeah, if you go and you get tested with these, if you do have them, it turns out you must have had COVID.
Yeah,
did you see there's a story about a gentleman who, he died by suicide from after COVID. He was in the hospital. When he came back, his family says that he was just not the same. There was a complete mental shift. He was not the person he was before he went into the hospital.
I know. No, I didn't see that. I got to check that out. But anyway, things to think about. 44 past the hour on the DJV show.
To be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead? You feel like there is no way out and you're just robbing Peter to pay Paul? Don't let the banks bully you. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt and you pay only a fraction of what you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months rather than decades. Get off the debt treadmill and stop the endless cycle. Get free of credit card debt, timeshare, signature loans, and even internet loans. Call now at 800-832-2366 to see if you can qualify with no obligation and how you can receive a free book written by our CEO, The Debt Dietitian. For over a decade, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, too. Start saving money now and avoid bankruptcy. Your debt can be settled for a mere fraction of what you owe. Call Total Financial now and get your free copy of the book, The Debt Dietitian, at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366.
A name that you may not remember here on the DJV program, Jay and Doug and Mackenzie Scott, who used to be married to Jeff Bezos. Jeff, what's his name? Is it Jeff Bezos?
Yeah, Jeff Bezos. Yeah, that's it.
She divorced him a couple of years ago and got like $78 billion or some crazy. No, it was $38 billion. Excuse me. She became the third richest woman in the country because of her divorcing well. She got married over the weekend. She made, a lot of people are talking about her, Jay, because she was giving, she started a website, and last year gave away $1 billion. The organization is called Giving Pledge. So she married a Seattle science teacher over the weekend. His name is Dan Jewett. So I guess she found happiness. Good for him.
Yeah,
good for her. Cool.
Happy ending. Happy story.
Yeah, that's sweet. Yeah. 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS Consumer Access.org, number 33.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here, 53 after the hour on our movie moments. I'm going to talk to you about seeing the Mauritanian this weekend. A very good movie, very, very good movie, in fact. And then we've got some news from Chuck about the weekend box office totals and some other things that are going on in the world of moviedom. So stand by for that right after this.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
What works when it comes to focusing on the present and sometimes the past in terms of movies? What are we playing? This is the theme from what? I've forgotten. What's this?
Dawson's Creek, which was a big hit at the time, or popular. It sort of launched the CW back in the day. Hard to believe Dawson's Creek was 23 years ago. James Vanderbeek, who played Dawson, turns 44 years old today. And I'm going to tell you a little story, Doug, or a secret. I have a cat. I have three cats at home. One is 15 years old. His name is Dawson, named after Dawson Leary on the show. He tells people always named after DiCaprio in Titanic, but it's not true.
Okay.
I just want to clarify that.
All right, let's get some box office totals. I went to see the Mauritanian over the weekend. I highly recommend it. Went to a theater. A number of people, most cars in the theater parking lot I've seen in a year.
How many people in the auditorium with you?
This one was full according to spacing guidelines that they have. So as many people in there as they would take in it. And this was a very well done movie, a story about something that we were blinded by as Americans, things that were going on. It doesn't make the military, at least the people at Guantanamo, and especially Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney, who were no good, you know what, the orders that came down on how to get information about people that may or may not have been involved in September 11th. Look, I'm all for getting those people and hanging them up, but we got a lot of the wrong people, and the theme of the movie is, well, somebody has to pay. Well, how about the right people paying? That was the Benedict Cumberbund, or whatever his name is. He's very, very good in it as well.
You give it a big thumbs up.
I give it a 9. Yes, I would give it a thumbs up. Yep. So how did you do? What's the number?
Did you wear a mask in the auditorium? People wear masks?
Yep, wore a mask.
Did you buy concessions at all?
No, because the person I was with didn't want popcorn. I bought a couple of bottles of water, but that was it. Yeah.
You usually sneak Milk Duds in there anyway, right?
I don't know. I don't usually, but I would. The popcorn, AMC popcorn's not as good as some of the others, so I tend to not buy it unless I'm really hungry. But anyway, so how did the box office total shake out this weekend?
So. Disney had a big release, Raya and the Last Dragon. They heavily promoted it. Now, it played, I think, 2,400 theaters, and also you could stream it off Disney Plus at a price at $30, but it did 8.1 million over the weekend at the box office. Now, Tom and Jerry last weekend, which is a Warner Brothers movie, did 14.1.
Yeah, there are a lot of kids in the movie, too.
They did expect it more. Now, Tom and Jerry did drop 53%, 6.6, 23 million in 2 weeks. This movie called Chaos Walking with Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man, and Daisy Ridley, Star Wars fame, bombed 3.8. Lionsgate wrote this off. This movie reportedly has been bad. They've done reshoots and they've tinkered with it.
Looked awful.
But the studio's going to lose at least $50 million on this movie. Some movie called Boogie, 1.2, fourth, and the Croods round out the top five, 780.
What, Mauritania wasn't even in there?
Not in the top five. I didn't see it in the top ten either. I don't know how many screens.
Well, I wonder how many. Maybe brand new. Yeah, maybe they just.
One other point. In New York City open theaters, Liam Neeson made a guest appearance at one, I believe, AMC theater in New York City for The Marksman. He came out. He spoke for 2 minutes. Thanked the audience for coming back to the movies. I guess he only had 2 minutes of his time, and then he walked off the stage. But New York City movies are back, and that's only got to help the industry.
It's interesting, because he didn't live there. It's interesting he was there.
I guess he was in the city for some reason.
There you go. Good. That was a nice touch. 59 past the hour. Thank you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.